What happens when your daily decisions carry life or death consequences? For most of us, the connection between grabbing a donut and our mortality feels abstract, distant. But when you're living with a genetic disorder that produces tumors throughout your body, every meal, every hour of sleep, every moment of movement shifts from theoretical wellness advice to survival strategy. This isn't a book about achieving beach bodies or following trendy diets. It's about understanding that 2 out of 3 people will die from preventable conditions shaped by thousands of small, seemingly insignificant choices. The modern killers aren't dramatic or sudden. They accumulate silently through the rhythm of daily life. Heart disease, cancer, diabetes, these conditions don't strike randomly. They build gradually through patterns we barely notice until the consequences become unavoidable. 3/4 of Americans find nutritional guidance more confusing than their tax returns, explaining endless diet cycling without success. We've been taught isolated categories: count calories, cut carbs, increase exercise. But this fragmented approach misses how our bodies actually work. A Harvard study tracking over 100,000 people for 20 years revealed something startling. Food quality matters far more than quantity. People eating whole foods maintained healthier weights regardless of total calories, while those counting calories but eating processed foods struggled with weight gain. Viewing diet as temporary intervention creates inevitable restriction and rebound cycles. Your body can't distinguish between intentional calorie restriction and genuine scarcity. Both trigger survival mechanisms that slow metabolism and increase hunger hormones. Exercise alone can't compensate for prolonged sitting. Every 2 hours of sitting increases diabetes risk by 7% and heart disease risk by 5%. Among 240,000 adults studied over a decade, even the most active participants who sat most had 50% greater mortality risk. The missing piece is sleep, not as afterthought, but as cornerstone that sabotages willpower, distorts hunger signals, and undermines every other health effort. Reading nutrition labels while focusing only on calories is like judging a book by counting words. You're measuring the wrong thing. That under 200 calories latte might contain 27 grams of sugar, equivalent to nearly 7 teaspoons. Most people consume too many carbohydrates and insufficient protein. Instead of counting calories, examine the carbs to protein ratio. Aim for foods with a 1-to-1 ratio, and at minimum, avoid anything exceeding 5-to-1. Most breakfast cereal hit 15-to-1, while Greek yogurt provides a balanced 1-to-1 ratio. Quality extends beyond ratios to preparation methods. Grilling creates delicious charred flavor, but that char signals danger. Advanced glycation end products, AGEs, form during high-heat cooking above 300F, triggering inflammation linked to diabetes and Alzheimer's. Slower cooking methods like braising and steaming preserve nutrients while minimizing AG formation. Movement quality also trumps quantity. Brief, intense activity provides unique benefits. Your body continues burning calories for hours afterward. Participants who rode a stationary bicycle intensely for 45 minutes burned 420 calories during exercise, plus an additional 190 calories over the next 14 hours. Sleep quality matters more than duration, too. Those with lower sleep efficiency were 5.5 times more likely to develop colds when exposed to rhinovirus. Sugar is a potent toxin driving diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and cancer. At 150 pounds annually per person, it kills more than controlled substances and car accidents combined. Even normal glucose levels, 82 to 110 milligrams per deciliter, cause brain shrinkage, with each 18 milligram per deciliter increase linked to 10% higher dementia risk. Like nicotine, sugar creates biochemical addiction through dopamine release in the same brain centers activated by cocaine. Artificial sweeteners fail because any sweet taste triggers cravings and disrupts appetite regulation. Breaking this cycle requires vigilance against sugar's disguises: agave, corn syrup, dextrose, fructose, honey, maltitol. Refined carbohydrates pose similar dangers. White bread has a higher glycemic index than table sugar. Harvard researchers call carbohydrates a nutrient for which humans have no absolute requirement, while studies suggest reducing carb intake may curb cancer growth up to 50% through decreased insulin signaling. The solution isn't eliminating sweetness, but choosing whole foods. An apple provides fiber that slows sugar absorption, containing 10 times the fiber of apple juice. No one eats 10 apples at once, yet juice delivers equivalent sugar in minutes without corresponding nutrients. Marketers know you buy what you see first. Items at eye level sell better than those on bottom shelves. Apply this at home. Moving produce to eye-level refrigerator shelves increases consumption by up to 40%. The grocery store is where our most influential health choices happen. 70% of food decisions are made while shopping, not before. Once unhealthy food enters your home, willpower rarely prevails. The solution? Never let tempting foods cross your threshold, and use subscription services to automatically deliver nutritious options monthly. When food is served family style with dishes within reach, women eat 10% more and men eat 29% more. Moving serving dishes just 6 feet away reduced second helpings by 50%. Traditional 11-inch plates have nearly double the surface area of 8-inch plates, leading people to serve themselves 31% more food. High contrast between food and plate reduces overeating by nearly 30%. Group dining transforms eating behavior. Eating with one person increases consumption by 35%, with four people by 75%, and with seven or more by 96% compared to eating alone. Sitting more than 6 hours daily dramatically increases early death risk, shutting off leg muscle activity, dropping calorie burning to one per minute, and reducing fat-breaking enzymes by 90%. The solution? 2 minutes of leisurely walking every 20 minutes stabilizes dangerous blood sugar and insulin spikes. For lasting change, start at home. A study of 6,000 successful weight maintainers found 92% exercised at home, 78% ate breakfast daily, and two-thirds watched less than 10 hours of TV weekly. Eliminate obstacles, set workout gear beside your bed, program your coffee maker, and build routines around at-home workouts. Morning exercise provides unique benefits. Just 20 minutes improves mood for 12 hours. Quality sleep directly influences eating habits by increasing leptin, which prevents overeating, and decreasing ghrelin, which stimulates appetite. Losing 90 minutes of sleep reduces daytime alertness by nearly one-third, while 4 hours of sleep loss produces impairment equivalent to drinking a six-pack of beer. Deep REM sleep provides essential emotional processing. Stress chemistry shuts down so your brain can process difficult experiences. Device light suppresses melatonin levels by 20%. Establish a ritual with at least 1 hour to unwind before bed. Each bite creates immediate effects. A single unhealthy meal reduces arterial dilation by 24%, while a healthy meal maintains normal blood flow. Bad genes aren't destiny. Being active reduces genetic predisposition to obesity by 40%. 3 months of lifestyle adjustments alter approximately 500 genes, increasing disease-preventing genes while decreasing disease-promoting ones. The ideal exercise amount is simple, a little more than you're doing today. 15 minutes daily adds 3 years to your life, with each additional 15 minutes reducing mortality by 4%. Your choices ripple outward. When you prioritize sleep, your family notices. When you choose whole foods, your children learn. When you stand instead of sit, colleagues follow. This isn't about perfection. It's about recognizing that daily rhythms compound into either vitality or decline. Every choice is a vote for the person you're becoming. Treat your body as the foundation upon which everything else rests.